Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right. I know a lot of people consider this weather to be dreary and, you know, it's a downer. And, you know, as I pointed out at the beginning of the show today, don't look at it like that. You know, weather change is nice. I'm telling you, I don't think you would like it to be nice every single day, especially if you've been here for a long time or you grew up here. We get used to thunderstorms. We get used to different weather. And I enjoy the weather change. And this is a weather change. And, you know, we'll get through this, and then after Wednesday, it is going to be beautiful, great temperatures, cool at night, cool in the morning, warming up into the 70s during the day. It's going to be beautiful for, you know, the next 4 or 5 days. So we're going to have great weather. Let's just get through today and tomorrow. And don't let this be a downer for you. I'm Scoot on the air. It is a Tuesday afternoon. We have a great Tuesday text-off coming up at the end of this hour. So I hope you will participate in that. Ian is off. Coleman is our studio producer today. So look, this Tulane Navy game this weekend, Saturday at 11 o'clock. This is a huge game. I don't know what channel it's on, but I would think that one of the major networks or ESPN is going to carry this game, because this Tulane Navy game is going to be special. And, you know, Navy's a hell of a team, but they've shown some flaws. And Tulane, 8-2, you know, Tulane's kicking butt. So hopefully Tulane wins. And boy, the weather this weekend is going to just be incredible for that game. That should be a sellout. Tulane Navy this Saturday, 11 a.m. And again, I'm assuming this is going to be a nationally a broadcast game. All right, if you want to join us with a comment this afternoon, the Okunard Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. We'll get to some of your texts coming up. House Republicans say that they are now ready to deliver Trump's agenda in a way that they did not do it in 2017.
Congressional Republicans say they will hit the ground running once President-elect Donald Trump takes office.
We are ready to deliver on America's mandate.
House Speaker Mike Johnson says 8 years ago, the GOP was not prepared for Trump's win and Congress wasted precious time. Not this time.
We will be ready on day one. We are prepared this time.
Even though the House majority is too early to call, Johnson says he expects unified GOP control, paving the way toward enacting Trump's agenda. The speaker says the president-elect will visit with House Republicans tomorrow on Capitol Hill, likely before stopping here to meet with President Biden. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
And Trump's White House team continues to come together. A Florida congressman who is a retired Green Beret will be national security advisor.
An insider tells the Associated Press a Florida congressman who's a retired Green Beret was selected to serve as national security advisor. Republican Congressman Michael Waltz of Florida was just elected to a fourth term. The former Green Beret serves on several military and intelligence-related committees. A source tells the Associated Press Waltz is Donald Trump's pick for national security advisor. Waltz is considered a hawk on China and expressed his opposition to wokeness in the military in 2021, criticizing a class being taught to cadets.
Taught by a woman who described the Republican Party platform as a platform of white supremacy. This is going on at West Point as we speak.
He'll be dealing with the growing tensions among Israel, Hamas, Hezbollah, and Iran, along with the Russia-Ukraine war. I'm Jackie Quinn.
All right, this is no surprise. The judge in Trump's hush money porn star cover-up case has delayed sentencing on Trump's 34 felony convictions.
The New York judge overseeing Donald Trump's hush money case delays ruling on whether to scrap the president-elect's conviction. Tuesday's postponement comes as prosecutors ponder next steps and Trump's lawyers argue for dismissing it so he can run the country. Judge Juan Merchan told Trump's lawyers he'd delay the ruling until November 19th so prosecutors can suggest a way forward. George Mason Law Professor Ilya Soman weighs in.
The likely options is either the case would be frozen or thrown out because he's a sitting president, or alternatively, the case continues. But he gets a sentence other than prison.
A jury convicted Trump in May of falsifying business records related to a $130,000 hush money payment to Stormy Daniels in 2016. Trump denies wrongdoing. Julie Walker, New York.
One of the last remaining uncalled Senate races has a winner, and it ain't Carrie Lake.
Democrat Ruben Gallego of Arizona has won his U.S. Senate race against Republican Carrie Lake, stopping the Republican majority at 53 with all of the Senate races called.
I'm a husband, a Marine, and father, and a proud Arizonan. And with the results we saw tonight, your next senator from the great state of Arizona.
The five-term House member and Iraq War veteran downplayed his progressive voting record and focused on his up-by-the-bootstraps life story, crediting his single mother who raised him and three sisters on a secretary's salary.
She worked night and day, all to give us a shot at the American dream.
Gallego attacked his opponent Carrie Lake on abortion and got more votes in Arizona than Kamala Harris, suggesting a substantial number of Arizonans supported Donald Trump at the top of the ticket and a Democrat for Senate. Gallego becomes the first Latino senator to represent Arizona and will replace independent and former Democrat Kyrsten Sinema. I'm Jennifer King.
I'm so glad Carrie Lake lost. I mean, she's nothing but a right-wing radical. She's a noisemaker. She's not a policymaker. She's a very shallow human being. And I'm so glad she lost. All right, if you're trading in cryptocurrency, it looks like the Trump years might be profitable for you. But the news is not all good.
Money continues to pour into crypto following Donald Trump's victory on Election Day. The world's largest cryptocurrency, Bitcoin, topped $87,000 for the first time.
What you're seeing is the Trump pump.
Sarah Streeter with financial services company Hargraves Lansdown says you could see this post-election boost coming.
Many in the crypto world had courted Trump, and also he'd spoken at major crypto events, and members of his family have also set up investments and a crypto company.
But crypto expert Garrick Heilman says the Biden administration kept a watchful eye on crypto.
So if you now introduce a light touch arena, you could have this kind of boomerang effect where even more fraud and crime take place.
Which he says could have a very negative effect on people looking to adopt crypto as a real asset. I'm Ed Donahue.
All right. In local news, as a result of absolutely everybody seeing what was coming, Jeff Landry's Ten Commandments law is running into legal problems.
A judge has blocked a new Louisiana law requiring the Ten Commandments to be displayed in every public classroom by January. The judge said the law is unconstitutional on its face, and plaintiffs are likely to win their case with claims that the law violates the First Amendment. Opponents say the law is a violation of the separation of church and state, and that the poster-sized display of the Ten Commandments would isolate students. Advocates, meanwhile, say the measure isn't just religious, but the commandments also have historical significance in the foundation of U.S. law. I'm Haya Panjwani.
Well, so does the Bible have historical reference to our laws. That's it for Scoot's News Briefs. Let's talk about this. This is in the news. You heard Chris Miller talking about this earlier, and I made a note about this before the show when I heard that a federal judge has declared this unconstitutional. I knew it. Many of you knew it. But this is what I mean when I call Jeff Landry a right-wing radical. He doesn't care about the Constitution. He cares about his ideology. He cares about telling people how to lead their lives. He cares about enforcing his religious beliefs on everybody. People like Jeff Landry can say whatever they want, but they are trying to, you know how people like Jeff Landry say that, they don't like the idea that gays might recruit people into their lifestyle? And I don't think that really happens. But Jeff Landry wants to recruit people into this right-wing Christian nationalism. This is an example of this. He's costing you and me money. He's costing the state of Louisiana money with something that is a slam dunk. And even if this gets to the conservative U.S. Supreme Court, I don't think they're going to side with Jeff Landry. So Jeff Landry's wasting our money. It's a no-brainer. It's unconstitutional to put the Ten Commandments in the classroom. It doesn't mean I'm anti-Christian. It doesn't mean anybody who believes that is anti-Christian. It means that they understand the Constitution. If you don't respect and understand the Constitution, don't pretend to be some almighty Republican moralist who, you know, is a patriotic American. You cannot deny the Constitution and call yourself a patriotic American. So is Jeff Landry vicariously calling himself a non-patriot? He's a right-wing radical. He's trying to enforce his views. He did it as Attorney General. He's trying to do it as governor. And he's wasting our money. You know, it costs money to challenge these. It costs money for it to get to this point. And it's going to cost money for this to take the next step. You think Jeff Landry's going to stop? No. He's going to spend our money because Jeff Landry is using the office of governor of Louisiana to get national attention. That's the only way this nonsensical quest can be explained. If you want to join us with a comment, and don't be so simple-minded as to think if you're against the Ten Commandments in the classroom, you're somehow against God, or you're against religion, or you're not a good person. That's bogus. That's a shallow, shallow argument. The argument is about what is constitutional. And people who believe in God, people who see Jesus as their Savior, can also understand that the Ten Commandments don't need to be in the classroom. So this is a total no-brainer, and Landry just shows his colors as a right-wing radical by pushing this forward. If you want to join us with your comment, the Oakenheart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. I'm Scoot, and we're coming back with more of your comments. Also, we're going to get to some of your text messages. All right, it is a rainy afternoon. Drive carefully. Don't let this rain get to you, and even more rain coming.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Tomorrow. All right. Adele says that when she takes three shots of tequila, she turns into a vicious, brawling drunk. But Adele says that she can drink 25 bottles of wine in one sitting and stay sober. I want to go to our drinking expert, Coleman, and ask him about this. Coleman, 25 bottles of wine and she stays sober in one sitting? I don't believe it.
I can. It all depends on the type of alcohol she's acclimated to. There's the saying that white gets you hype and brown keeps you down. Different people do react yeah. differently based on what type of alcohol they drank. For instance, when I drank great alcohol, like great beer, you know, I can handle it pretty well. But when I drank like cheaper beer, the hangovers are worse. I may behave yeah. a little bit
I understand
bit
that.
So.
But really, 25 bottles in one sitting. I mean, I guess, you know, if one sitting is, you know, 14 hours, you know, that I can see maybe that happening. But I mean, because of her body chemistry, she just might not react to wine the way she reacts to other liquors.
So when I drink by myself, I don't handle that. I can't take as many shots. I may be able to take 3 shots of Jaeger and 1 beer if I'm just sitting there drinking and I'm just in my own little zone. However, I do find that when I'm socializing and I'm talking to people, like on a Friday or a weekend, I'm able to take a little bit more because as I'm drinking, I'm also pacing it out with talking, having conversations, laughing. They may buy something at the bar to eat, to snack on. So, So if it's something like that where she's drinking, I'm quite sure if she drinks tequila and wine, I'm sure tequila is for her and wine is for when she socializes.
Yeah, I just thought this was extraordinary that she can drink 25 bottles of wine in one sitting and remain sober.
I'm just impressed she drinks tequila. I think I like it, especially with her voice being that beautiful. You would think if you take 3 shots of tequila, your voice will crap out, but...
Wow, that was amazing. All right, we're going to get to your calls and texts coming up. When the late night TV hosts do their thing, it's funny. So some people are wondering, well, when are they going to be funny again? You know, that was the essence of what CNN conservative contributor Scott Jennings said on Night News with Abby Phillips on CNN. The conservative voice condemned the late night host for being political activists instead of comedians. And, I mean, this is not a new direction for a late night host. Jimmy Kimmel, Stephen Colbert, Seth Meyers, and to a lesser degree, Jimmy Fallon, have been criticized for making politics a big part of their stand-up openings at the beginning of their shows. But is the criticism fair? I don't think it is. Political-based comedy is not a new thing. It's changed. It might be a little more vicious these days, but everything is a little more vicious these days. I mean, even Johnny Carson made jokes about presidents and presidential candidates and high-profile figures. Here's a joke that Johnny Carson told about Joe Biden. Johnny Carson said, now, on the political side, one of the Democratic candidates, Senator Joseph Biden, have you seen the problems he's been having? He went around and made a speech, and apparently he quoted a British politician, took his speech and paraphrased it in his own words. But the press got on him, and he also changed. He also is charged with taking part of Bobby Kennedy's speeches. And Biden says, not to worry. He reassured his staff, you have nothing to fear but fear itself. Which, of course, is plagiarism. Because somebody else said, you have nothing to fear but fear itself. Some people might have needed the joke to be explained. Johnny Carson made fun of Donald Trump continuously. Jennifer Flowers had an affair with Bill Clinton. And at some point in her life, Jennifer Flowers was fired. And Johnny said, hey, Jennifer Flowers got a new job. She's a backup mistress to Donald Trump. So cracking jokes about politics is nothing new. It's what the late night hosts have always done. And many on the right are overly sensitive when their side is being made fun of. This is an example of how the right, which has a history of condemning people who constantly play the victim card, are actually playing the victim card themselves. Stephen Colbert, the host of The Late Show with Stephen Colbert on CBS, has been viciously critical of Donald Trump and has made a lot of jokes about Donald Trump. Jimmy Kimmel on ABC actually cried after the election was lost by Kamala Harris. So here's what Scott Jennings said on CNN the other day. The rest of these people have become pathetic. I mean, they stopped being comedians and they started becoming political activists. I mean, Jimmy Kimmel out there crying. I mean, it's pathetic. And so my question is, if you're going to have a late-night comedy show, at some point, people might expect you to be funny. And it's not a constant political comment against one party. And I don't know about this activism. 4 more years is sustainable if you're going to market something as comedy. But the actual product is nothing more than some sort of lowbrow political activism. Jennings is just playing the victim card, and he's being a snowflake. Jennings is pissed off because his guy, Donald Trump, is being made fun of. But Donald Trump signed up for this when he came down the escalator and announced he was running for president. What presidential candidate has not been the target of humor? What president has not been the target of humor? Zero. None. And for those who want to continue to play the victim card and say, well, it's never been this vicious. Well, the pop culture world has become more vicious in general. So in the context of the times, what Johnny Carson did is just as controversial as what people are doing today, if you consider political commentary, comedy, to be controversial. Also, from the beginning, Donald Trump attacked the media every day of his life. And every day, Donald Trump has given the media outrageous things to talk about. We've gone over those things. Comedy is based on reality. Whatever, and I mean whatever, is being talked about in the mainstream media is subject to a joke. To Scott Jennings and to everyone who has become overly sensitive that you're being attacked, just relax and realize that comedy is just comedy. And outrageous figures, and Donald Trump is an outrageous public figure, will always get the most attention when it comes to comedy. Jimmy Kimmel crying after the election was over, okay, that was a bit much. But every good sitcom, from All in the Family to Frasier, had moments of contemplation. Juxtaposed to the comedy, every good sitcom had serious moments about life. And Jimmy Kimmel crying was one of those serious moments. The late night hosts are doing their shows for their audiences, just like Fox News does the news that panders to their audience. It's no different. The audiences that attend and watch late night TV shows are laughing their asses off at the political jokes. So if Scott Jennings is such an expert on comedy, why doesn't he start his own show and make fun of Democrats and liberals? I mean, there's a lot to make fun of there. The Fox News show with Greg Gutfeld, that's a funny show. They make fun of Democrats and liberals. Should liberals complain that they're being unfairly targeted with comedy? I mean, let's just remember this basic idea. Comedy targets an audience, and not everyone thinks everything is funny, and that's okay. When you're laughing at a joke, someone else is offended. When you're offended, someone else is laughing. So get over it, Scott Jennings, and understand that judging comedy is subjective, and you don't speak for everyone when it comes to what's funny or what's not funny. If you want to join us with a comment, the Oaken Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. Stephen Colbert and all of those late night hosts are making millions a year doing their comedy, and much of it targets Donald Trump and the Republicans. This is a free market society. Why would they stop if they're making millions? And whether they make millions or not, that's not up to you. That's up to the audience. The audience decides what is successful and what is not successful. You can totally disagree with it. That's okay. But don't act like nobody likes it, because if nobody liked it, they wouldn't be on the air. They're on the air because a lot of people like it. And it might be unsettling that a lot of people like making fun of your candidate or your ideology, but I think we all need to just sit back and relax a little bit and realize that it doesn't matter. I mean, all of the negative things that these talk show hosts said about Donald Trump did not prevent him from being elected president of the United States. So why are you even worried about the jokes? So Scott Jennings is playing the victim card, and he's being a snowflake. If you have a comment, we're also talking about the Ten Commandments putting them in a classroom is declared unconstitutional by a federal judge. And that is the brainchild of our governor, Jeff Landry. The Oaken Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. Let's go to Gentilly. Gary, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Hey, Scoot. I just want to say that, you know, Jesus said, when you pray, close up your windows and doors and pray in private. So we got this modern MAGA Christian. They want to nail their religion on the wall and make everybody else be subjected to it. This is just the tip of the iceberg for the vainglorious, egotistical midget that we have as our governor.
Gary, I'm glad you called the show. You know, we're going to have to see what happens, but I don't think it's going to go anywhere. The only thing it's going to do is waste taxpayer dollars. And Governor Landry needs to be called out for taking on an issue that has already been determined to be unconstitutional. Ben is in Mandeville. Ben, welcome to the show.
Yes. Hey.
Hey, Ben.
What commandment has he not violated is my question.
I'm sorry, what do you mean?
I'm sorry, I'm in a bad spot.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you, yeah.
So what commandment did Trump not violate?
Well, I don't know. I don't have them all in front of me. I'm sure there's a few he didn't violate.
Maybe a few.
Can you think of maybe two he didn't violate?
Not really.
Okay.
Oh, thou shalt not kill. I'm quite sure Donald Trump hasn't killed anyone yet.
Yeah, well, that's a good point. How about thou shalt not kill? Yeah, he hadn't
not
killed
directly.
Anybody.
Not directly.
Right. Well, all right. But
not directly.
But he didn't. He hasn't. Let's give him that. All right. He hasn't killed anybody, so he hasn't broken that commandment.
Sure.
All right.
Right.
All right. So, interesting point, Ben. Let's go to Kevin. Kevin, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Hey, good afternoon to you. I was actually calling just to make a comment about the bottles of wine, but let me just say one other thing since everyone's talking about the Ten Commandments thing. I get it. I understand, you know, it may be unconstitutional and all of that, but in my opinion, I really believe there's, and I know it's going to open up a can of worms here, but the way things are going with some of these kids nowadays, I really believe, you know, they don't get it at home. And there's nothing wrong if you don't, like he said, if you don't want to see it or read it or whatever, don't look at it. I get it. Sometimes we need to open up these kids' eyes to certain things to let them understand that we are not here just on this earth for other reasons. I mean, for the reason that they think, but we're here for a reason. And here are the guidelines of why we are here. And sometimes we need it, even as adults, should be reminded of that as well. Now, as far as you said it was Taylor Swift drinking the 25 bottles of wine.
It was Adele.
Adele, I'm sorry. I don't believe the 25 bottles of wine. I mean, 25 glasses, borderline.
No,
maybe.
Bottles. 25 bottles.
No. I'm saying if it was 25 glasses, okay.
Maybe.
I still would say that's all right. Maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
But bottles, no. That's no. I don't know. I don't think nobody can consume 25 bottles of water.
I got a problem with that too, Kevin. All right, glad you called.
So I think we're envisioning like full bottles of wine.
Yeah,
but one of the texts suggests maybe she's talking about those. You know how they have those little bottles of wine like you get at airports or something like that. You know she's rich. She probably takes a bunch of private flights, private planes, and they may give her those little bottles.
If she's so rich, why is she stealing the bottles off the plane?
They give it to her. They don't steal it. But I'm quite sure she's not talking about big bottles. I'm quite sure she's talking about
you
small.
You think she
bottles.
Steals hotel towels too?
You never know. She drinks. You know when she gets on the 3 shots of tequila.
No, look, I don't know. If you're gonna drink one of those little small miniature bottles of wine, I think you clarify that. If you say bottles of wine, we all envision a full bottle of wine. So make all the excuses you want. I think Adele is lying here, and I don't know. Maybe she should become a politician.
You know,
I don't think she's drinking 25 bottles of wine and not affected by it.
And so for Kevin's other point about, you know, allowing kids to be exposed to more things, I think that's the parents' job. I don't think that's the job of public school. Plus, it's not to say that Christianity is the end-all, be-all religion. So if you do want to expose kids to, you know, certain religious tenets or whatever, why not include them all? Why just Christianity?
I totally agree.
I think that's the disagree. It's not necessarily like we're against religion. It's more of it's either the parents' job role to do so, and if you're going to do Christianity, include them all. It's one or the other.
Well, if you want to do a thing like at House of Blues, where they have like the symbols of like you know countless religions over the stage. Yeah, do that. That's cool.
Right, it's all or nothing.
There are a lot of peaceful Muslims in this world, very, very peaceful Muslims. And I don't know, that might be the right path for somebody. But this, you know, shoving this down people's throats is the wrong thing. And again, it's doing nothing but costing the people of Louisiana, us, the taxpayers, it's costing us money. And I just think it's a waste of time, and it's just a brazen move by Jeff Landry, who just wants to get some attention. All right, if you're on hold, hang on. If you want to join us, the Oaken Heart Jewelers talk-in text line is 504-260-1870. And when we come back, we are going to get to some of your text messages. You can comment on the Scoot on the Air blog, which is CNN Conservative Condemns Late Night TV Host. It's on our website, WWL.com. It's also on the SOTA Facebook page where you could comment. I'll share some of those comments on the air. And we'll be back on WWL. All right, let's go to Coleman with some of your text messages today.
Yeah, we were talking about the Ten Commandments and Jeff Landry earlier. This question says, aren't you an ordained minister? And of what?
Yeah, I'm an ordained minister. I am. And I've officiated several weddings. For a certain price, I'll officiate your wedding. I did a good job. And as far as I know, everybody whose wedding I officiated is still married. Although the officiating of a wedding does not come with a guarantee. Because anything can happen, you know.
So does the designation minister only require us to a religious aspect? Like when you say you're a minister or ordained minister, it has to be in a religious concept? Context.
Well, there are a non-denominational religions, so I'm a non-denominational religious minister. But, I mean, I could open a church anywhere I wanted to.
I did not know that.
Yeah, I could open a church. The Church of Scoot on the Air.
Don't you already have that, and they stay tuned?
Yeah, you know, I think I really, you know, maybe I should think about that. Because obviously, you know, there are a lot of people who are kind of going wayward with religion. And, you know, there's so many nuts out there. And I mean, there's so many people who do this and they're so dishonest about it that, you know, maybe somebody needs to come along and just, you know, be honest about, I mean, we all give our impression of what we think God wants. I'd love to give my impression of what I think God wants. And it would be different from a lot of people that you hear who you might respect in religious
and
in religious
tax
sex
breaks.
And what? Oh yeah, think about that. It could be it's a nonprofit.
Yeah.
I like that idea. All right, you got more text?
Yeah, this one says, now I'm picturing Adele leaving Schwagman's with a few cases of Boone's Farm strawberry hail in her her VW microbus.
Yeah, I don't know. That 25 bottles of wine in one sitting and staying sober, I find that really hard to believe. Maybe Adele is telling the truth about it, and maybe wine doesn't affect her. I know everybody's body is different, but 25 bottles in one sitting, again, how long's the sitting? Is it like 12 hours she's just sitting there drinking? You know, that would be two bottles an hour, and I still think that would be a lot for your body to metabolize.
Well, this text says, Scoot, you haven't met my third ex-wife. Apparently she can.
Whoa. Yeah, it's one thing to drink that much. It's another thing to remain sober.
All right, well, what do you think it is? Somebody says Jeff Landry is doing exactly what the voters put him there to do.
To some degree, that's true. Because there are a lot of right-wing radicals in this state. And this is, look, I have no issue with Republicans. I have no issue with conservatives. I was registered Republican much of my life. I relate to a lot of conservative ideology. In fact, in some ways, based on the way I run my life, I'm more of a conservative than Donald Trump. It's true. Donald Trump is not a true conservative. Not when it comes to true conservative ideology, which I don't know, some of you might have to look up. I mean, a lot of people claim, hey, I'm conservative. Are you really? Do you really know what conservative ideology is based on? Do you understand that? So I have a problem with right-wing radicals. I have a problem with those people who identify as Republicans, but they're not really Republicans. They're not really promoting conservative ideology. They're promoting their own specific beliefs. And that's not what conservative ideology is about. And I have a problem with, this would be the left as well. I have a problem with anybody that wants to impose their beliefs on me. Stand for what you want to stand for, but don't start pushing your beliefs, the specifics of your beliefs or your religion on me or on any American. That's what I have a problem with. That's the only thing I have a problem with. And that's why I call Jeff Landry a right-wing radical. So, you know, some Trump supporters want to really rub in the victory. But this is their mentality. They want to rub it in. They can't just go, hey, you know what? We won the election and we're going to move on now and everything's great. That's been my attitude. America has spoken. I accept the outcome of the election and let's move forward. But a lot of Trump supporters, based on some things that I read on my Facebook page and some people who call this show, they want to rub it in. I don't think that's, you know, I mean, you can do that if you want to. I mean, I'm not going to let it get to me. But, I don't think that's the way you handle victory. But again, it reflects the mentality of some people, not all, but some people who support Donald Trump. And some people just have this edge to them, and they just want to rub in that Trump won. I'm Scoot on this gray, drizzly, cloudy Tuesday afternoon, and I hope you're not down over this because it's just a temporary weather change. And we'll be right back on WWL. Hey, listen, I got to apologize here. You know, I was talking and I wasn't paying attention and I mismanaged the clock, you know, like a lot of football coaches do. And we don't have time to do the text off here. So we're going to do it at 3:10. But we've got a really good Tuesday text off plan for you. And I just honestly, I'm being perfectly honest, I just mismanaged the clock and was just talking and going into other things and forgot about the text off. Didn't leave enough time for it. So we're going to do that going into the break at 3:10. So you'll have to respond quickly because we're going to get the results during that break. And we'll have the results coming out of that break. So it's going to be a fast text off, but it's going to be a good one. A little different from what we've done before, but I think it's a good one. Also, coming up next hour, I want to talk about the Brady Bunch. There's the Brady Bunch Experience sweepstakes, and you get to stay in the Brady Bunch house with some of the original members. And apparently, the inside of the house has been renovated to reflect the set from the Brady Bunch. So on the inside, the house looks like it did on the show. So we'll talk about that. And also, Barry Williams, who played Greg Brady, he's talking about hooking up. We'll talk about that coming up.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.